We go now, as if by magic, to Denver, Colorado, and bid a howdy-do to Greg Haynes, native son of Cheyenne, Wyoming, and CEO of the Cattlemen's Beef Board, overseers of the National Beef Checkoff. Right out of the chute, Greg, you must be stoked. Today is the beginning of National Beef Month. It must be like 1,000 Christmases to you. Will you be celebrating with beef tonight in the Haynes crib?
Howdy-do, Monty, and yes, it is an exciting time when it's National Beef Month, and we'll be celebrating tonight, and most of the month, and actually we do most of the year, too. But I think we're just going to start off with some New York strips tonight. But I also have some beef ribs that I'm going to be smoking up this weekend.
Nice.
And then next week, I don't know. I haven't decided yet, but we've got a bunch of beef in the freezer. So there's a lot of options.
Sweet. I love it. Now, getting down to business, despite a shrinking cow herd, it's a great time to be in the beef biz. We've seen 640-pound feeders hit 345 with no government price support. And, of course, low cattle numbers have led to higher beef imports. What is the Checkoff's role in supporting or promoting beef imports?
That's a question we get pretty frequently because, as most people know, you know, the Checkoff collects from domestic cattle whenever they're sold, but there's also an assessment on all the imported beef that comes into the U.S., basically the equivalent of a dollar a head there, too. But one thing that people don't realize is that we never promote imported beef. So they think, like, oh, yeah, we're trying to promote for Brazilian beef. But no, we don't do that. Basically, all those funds come in and it just is put into all of the promotions to build demand for beef in general. So the research, the promotion, the marketing, everything that we do to learn more about the consumers here is funded by, you know, that money as well. And like I said, we have importers on our board, 99 board members. We have 7 importers, so they don't have any power or influence to control where things are going. And they also never ask or request special projects or anything related to imports. So I'd have to say is that really, you know, the imported funds that come in really are kind of extra money that we can use to enhance the programs and projects that we're doing. And again, none of that is used to promote any type of imported product at all.
Glad I asked. Now, your crew at the CBB and the Checkoff take pride in transparency. How do we take a gander at the numbers, the annual report?
Yes. So we come out with the full annual report. It comes out usually in the spring, and then we have our 2023 annual report out there now. That's available right on the front of our website. You can go to drivingdemandforbeef.com. And you'll see it right there on the front. If you don't see it, there's a little search box. You can put annual report in there and you can see all the reports that we put out for the last like 7 years or so. But that really gives you a good snapshot of all the different programs that have been funded, all the different activities. It gives you an overview of them, the results, how much they received in funding. It also includes some of the results, and then it has our full financials in there as well on the back page. It's your money, and so we want you to know what it's being used for.